out of his hands. Then he retired and sat as far away from the others as possible. Piggy was speaking now with more assurance and with what, if the circumstances had not been so serious, the others would have recognized as pleasure. "I said we could all do without a certain person. Now I say we got to decide on what can be done. And I think I could tell you what Ralph's going to say next. The most important thing on the island is the smoke, and you can't have no smoke without a fire." Ralph made a restless movement. "No go, Piggy. We've got no fire. That thing sits up there. We'll have to stay here." Piggy lifted the conch as though to add power to his next words. "We got no fire on the mountain, but what's wrong with the fire down here? A fire could be built on them rocks, on the sand even. We'd make smoke just the same."
"That's right.
Smoke. By the bathing pool."
The boys began to babble. Only Piggy could have the intellectual daring to suggest moving the fire from the mountain.
"So we'll have the fire down here," said Ralph.
He looked about him.
"We can build it just here between the bathing pool and the platform. Of course..."
He broke off, frowning, thinking the thing out, unconsciously tugging at the stub of a nail with his teeth. "Of course the smoke won't show so much, not be seen so far away, but we needn't go near the..."
The others nodded in perfect comprehension. There would be no need to go near.
"We'll build the fire now." The greatest ideas are the simplest. Now there was something to be done, they worked with passion. Piggy was so full of delight and expanding liberty in Jack's departure, so full of pride in his contribution to the good of society, that he helped to fetch wood. The wood he fetched was close at hand, a fallen tree on the platform that